be moving when you don't want to be moving.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? You're going to have to be looking well when you don't feel well.
Yes, sir.
You got it's an obligation that's upon you for the nation when you're talking about raising up to a higher plateau.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, then you guys remember, this is only a little bit of it. And I imagine that you can imagine from this little bit that a lot of God, the President of the Master of the Eastern Bible, the Master of the Bible, is showing you what the messenger had to be like.
Yes, sir.
What it was like when Moses was trying to answer all the people's questions when they were lined up, when one of the elders came by and said, what are you doing? You can't do this. This will wear you out.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, therefore, it's just telling you this is a little bit, but everybody want to be a chief, but don't know because they want to be a chief because they don't really know what a chief is.
Yes, sir.
Because just as it is, they think that they're going to be able to be a chief and then think that they can walk all around and do whatever they want to be. If people recognize you and see and know who you are, you're going to be limited on how you can walk around, and you're going to have bodyguards around you whenever you do walk.
Yes, sir.
You've got to put security on top of security. It's that way with anything in this type of world that we're living in right now. It shouldn't have to be that way, but we're living in that kind of world that it has to be that way.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? So if they talk about, well, I want to be able to go out the house when I want to, but then you're not talking about being a chief. You're talking about being a hidden Indian.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Come famous, as you become great, you're limited on how you can move around.
Yes, sir.
Automatically understood. You know, when you become an entertainer, you're limited. You got to live in an entertainment world.
Yes, sir.
When you become a police officer, you got to live in a police environment.
Yes, sir.
Did you understand what I'm saying? When you become a politician, then you eliminate your association to people of the politicianal circle.
Yes, sir.
You ain't going to catch no politicians running around down there in the real world.
Yes, sir.
But forget about that. They have their own imitational world that they got to associate with, and only the places that they can go to, and they can't go to every place like everybody else can. But everybody else can't go to every place that they go to neither.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It is a natural order of things. Businessmen run with businessmen.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So there are certain obligations that's upon you that Allah, God, the person, Master, Allah, Jesus, Allah, Messenger, the Messenger, the Messenger, put upon you. When you heard certain things, if you got to even just wake up, you went to sleep. Oh, man, I went to sleep, and I didn't do this. But now I'm awake. I better dial this number right now, even though I probably won't nobody answer or something or whatever, but you still do it.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? Yes. Or if you fall asleep with the phone in your hand or something.
Yes, sir.
But at least making your efforts.
Yes, sir.
And just that always remember, we still fall short of what it's going to take.
Yes, sir.
So I'll tell you, the one thing about them believers, they were 10 soldiers, but they were what? They were the 10 soldiers in a way that it did what it took.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
But they were snapping to it.
Yes,
had that Eagle 10 soldier on them, but they was functioning, and that's a mechanical, that's good as a mechanical soldier.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah, God, the President, the Master, Father, Jesus, Allah. People are always asking for something, but not ready for what they ask for.
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah, God, the President, the Master, Father, Jesus, Allah. I mean, we're learning each other far better. Look at this here, Allah, God, the President, the Master, Father, Jesus, Allah, the Master, Father, Jesus, Allah, is bringing us into getting to know each other a whole lot more better.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about you and me.
Yes, sir.
So therefore, and it tells you that it would be better if this hadn't happened, what was transpired by the misuse of that knowledge and different things, but it really turned out to not really be a misuse of the knowledge when you see the knowledge that we have done gotten from this encounter. You know what I'm talking about? In other words, the knowledge that we've been able to get on this here phone, we wouldn't have been able to get all this knowledge and compile all this knowledge with us being there together at that particular time, at that particular age.
That's right, yes, sir.
You understand? So I had to come up here to experience in order to be able to get a lot of writing did that we wouldn't have been able to do right there. We couldn't have did all this writing and studying in the hotel rooms where we were staying.
That's right.
Did you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And with that mentality of the mind that you had then.
Yes, sir.
So all praise is due to Allah God. So he had to cause this distance in order to establish and communicate, in order to bring forth this new knowledge.
Yes, sir.
All praise is due to Allah God, the President, Master, Father, Jesus, Allah. I mean, although you would, a lot of people would like it to be another way, but what we like don't necessarily mean something. This is the best way.
Yes, sir.
The most honorable Elijah Muhammad said the way he compiled the knowledge was being away from the group of the people that he was teaching.
Yes, sir.
And he didn't never compile the knowledge while he was with the group.
Yes, sir.
What about Sister Asama Sagadana? She's not just saying nothing, huh?
I'm listening, sir. Yes, sir.
No, well, I'll please do to Allah God and the President, the Master of Allah, Jesus, I'm special for the message of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Your so-called mother say that the child is down there with her so-called, with their so-called mother?
Who are you speaking to?
I'm speaking to you about your so-called mother.
My so-called grandchildren are here. They were with so-called Carmen last night, and we picked them up. She will not leave without them, sir.
Okay, well, all right. Okay. I'm just asking.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'll pay the duty of the law, the master of the chief, the special for the message of the law. Where's Miss Carmen? They're still over in the townhouses or whatever that place was.
So-called Carmen is on 37th Street again. She's in and out on 37th Street, sir.
Well, I heard you nothing about it. Oh, yeah, back over there. By the fire department place.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, I'll pay you duty of the law, the master of the chief, the special for the message of the misunderstanding of the law. Well, don't forget to, like I say, get on there. You say you spoke to the cologne?
Yes, sir. I spoke with him last night.
Well, we want to get some more knowledge and stuff off to him if we possibly can. How is he talking a little better?
Yes, sir.
His voice a little stronger?
Well, I couldn't actually hear, you know, his voice. The sister Ansar Muhammad, so-called Jamil, you know, she was just everything that I was saying to, speaking to her. She said, wait just a minute, let me get a response from him.
Okay, yeah. Well, that's the same way that we do up here.
Yes, sir.
Okay, but now another thing that we want to do is when we get this number for Brother Ansar Muhammad, so-called Ibrahim Qudus.
Yes, sir.
If you ever get to speak to him, we always keep him in his checkpoint.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? We don't let him teeter into trying to be some kind of teacher.
Yes, sir.
Because he is a known tamper with knowledge.
Yes, sir.
He's a known and altered tampering with the different knowledge and stuff. I'll praise the Lord God and the presence of Master Brother Jesus. I'm special for the message of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. One thing that is a blessing is that we don't need no weapons.
Yes, sir.
We need truth and more truth, and we need people with knowledge that know how to speak properly without adding to and taking from something.
Yes, sir.
This is what we ask Allah God, the person of Master Wallah, Deep Allah Muhammad, and his message of the Most Honorable Muhammad to bless us with. And remember that all the time, never forget how many people done died, how many people that these people done killed off, but never forget that there are still some good people in the system.
Yes, sir.
You understand? And that we don't want to become the hate that hate produced.
Yes, sir.
Don't hate at all, because we never let the devil have the edge. That Allah God, the prison master, brother Jesus, I'm going to use the devil in order to take us to hell fire by having hate, because hate destroys the hater, and I'm not the one.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm not going to have no hate in me. And
yes,
I'm not going to let them cause me to have no hate. Remember, Allah God, the prison master, brother Jesus, I'm going to use the devil in order didn't come to change nothing.
Yes, sir.
And in order to fulfill.
Yes, sir.
So he didn't come to change the devil from being the devil.
Yes, sir.
He come to seal the devil up so that he can control them and make them be the devil that much more.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So, and that's one reason that he had that what goes up must come down, what goes down will come down, and that's one reason that he allowed the earthquake. The person asked me that, and they say, well, why is there earthquakes over in the Holy Land? Why are these just catastrophes? Because of our God and the person of Master Wallah, Stephen Allah Muhammad, would have to use these type of weapons against the holy peoples in a yin form in order to justify using it over here in the against these peoples.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying? It would not be right for him to use it against these peoples here, being using it against the devil, if he didn't use it against the ones over there that was righteous, that was going astray.
Yes, sir.
So he had to use it on them in order to fulfill prophecy of, you know, you step on me or something like this. You understand what I'm saying? In order to, there had to be a yin and a yang of the earthquake. That's one reason that it says that you would hear the earthquakes coming to America before they get here.
Yes, sir.
Because that's the yin over there.
Yes, sir.
For the yang over here.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
So he had to be a God that would utilize these Satan kinds of powers and weathers and catastrophes on the righteous to sharpen them up and let them know that something is a little bit off track on theirs because they're functioning in an improper manner. And, do you understand what I'm saying? In order to justify to utilizing it over here.
Yes, sir.
So all praise due to Allah God and the Prince. If he didn't utilize it, it's always a negative to the positive. If he didn't utilize earthquakes to chastise other people, he could not come here and utilize it to chastise these people.
That's right, yes, sir.
Has to be a yin to get to the yang.
Yes, sir.
So he do the yin over there among the righteous to get to do the yang over here. That's why if the people who study these earthquakes and stuff, they would tell the people who study earthquakes and stuff, and if they listen to them speak, they say, no, these are not the regular earthquakes.
Yes, sir.
They're coming from places where earthquakes are not supposed to be hitting.
Yes,
don't
sir.
Even match up with the fault zones that they have already lined up.
Oh, yes, sir. Last night when we went to pick up Ansar Qudus for my mother,
yes, sir.
And we were riding back, she made a statement pertaining to the earthquake, so-called earthquake there in Los Angeles.
Yes, sir.
She said that wasn't, she don't think that was an earthquake. She think they set off one of those bombs from up there in Nevada or something.
No, that's for sure, man. See, here's the, you're always thinking about them. No, it's about God and the President of the Master of the Chief of the Mohammed, and the Messenger of the Son of the Mohammed works.
Yes, sir.
And they made it so that it didn't even behave like earthquakes in the first place. It rocked at a different angle so that the devil would know that they know this is what. But then he would come up with this scientific way of explaining it so that people wouldn't know that it was out of whack and that it was some other divine forces causing it.
Yes, sir.
Seems to believe that it's just a natural catastrophe when these are not natural earthquakes.
Yes, sir.
There is no more natural weather.
Yes, sir.
Do you understand what I'm saying? But to fool the people, they got to use that technology. Remember, the Most Honorable Mother says that the devil, he's still allowed to talk.
Yes, sir.
He's still allowed to deceive you with his voice.
Yes, sir.
But he don't run nothing.
Yes, sir.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
And the degree that he thinks he runs something is just that Allah God, the President of Master Allah, the Chief of Allah, Muhammad, and the Most Honorable Mother makes them think that so that they're still there and doing that what they're doing.
Yes, sir.
So whether they know it or not, they're being controlled. The very thoughts that they have of that negativeness, Allah God, the President of Master Allah, the Chief of Allah, didn't come to change them from their negative thoughts.
Yes, sir.
You come to seal them into those negative thoughts in the world. And to make them want to do those negative things, that must move.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that true?
That's true, sir.
It's time that I go back to the single cell of eyes, the protoplasma, mathematical, no theory, actual facts.
Yes, sir.
So I love you, and I'll call you tomorrow, and I love all the righteous people that understand the other ones.
Yes, sir.
Y'all think to go eat now, huh?
Well, I don't...
I thought y'all said that y'all was fixing food.
Yes, sir. I don't know if
they're finished yet or not. Okay, well, make sure the sister has something to say about Monique and everybody write that writing, okay?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, get that letter off to Master Wallace for our moment, okay? Yes, sir. So, Dalla,
sir.
I'm speaking with the Master J, date being January 29th, 1994, Sajalahu. Get the sister.
Wait a minute, she's not answering me.
Oh. Well, maybe she's tired this morning.
Huh?
Maybe she's tired.
Well, she was up here. She had slept up here last night, so I know she's downstairs.
Where did Mother Superior sleep?
I don't know. I went into a state of restful meditation. I just fell out.
Well, you know, whenever somebody, all that many crowd who was, someone could sleep on that couch in the front there during that time. I'm talking about you or Sister Nancy or Mr. Cardona.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay.
No guesses.
Oh, yes, sir. My Sister Cardona, you know, when we were sitting in the living room last night, she had spoke on that, you know, that her so-called mother was in her room, and she was saying that there was many places, you know, as far as someone sleeping and everything,
yeah.
That we could, you know, have somewhere for someone to sleep. I'm just saying that I don't know because I went into a state of rest and meditation. I don't know really where she slept at.
Okay. Well, did you go see about your children?
Yes, sir. I went and got them.
Oh, you did?
Yes, sir.
Oh. You never looked at that front tire, what I was telling you about?
Yes, sir. I noticed it on the driver's side why does it do that?
Why? Because I told you, see, like the Cadillac cars, for some reason on them your cars, they always stay like that. That's why you always have to keep them clean. I don't care how clean the car look with the tires looking the way that it look, as it goes to the dog.
Yes, sir.
It just looks like a pile of junk there.
Yes, sir.
I noticed that on the bottom, but you got to keep the front ends clean.
Okay, yes, sir. Let me call her, though, because I don't want her.
Right here.
Oh, okay, here she comes.
Stop.
Okay, I was pushing the intercom.
Yeah, something wrong with a lot of static, so I just turned it down.
Sajalahu, sir.
I saw the sisters out this morning and downstairs doing whatever.
Where they went this morning?
They went to visit.
I'm here.
Trying to set up the tape recorder. Okay. Sajalahu, yes, sir. The sister, Cynthia, Auntie Amama, So-Car, Chantel, and Mother Superior, they're on their way up for visits. We were up this morning, well, myself, Auntie Amama, So-Car, Cynthia, Mother Superior. Then my So-Car mother joined us in the kitchen, and we were talking and whatnot. And the sister, I saw the sisters off. I answered Amama, So-Car, Donna went out and helped with the windows because they had on the white garments, and we didn't want to get them messed up. And then Allah God and the President Master Wallace, Father Muhammad, the Messenger Muhammad, Elijah Muhammad, has me up and have my so-called grandsons in the living room so that my so-called mother, she's in the shower, can rest a little bit more before she has to go back. And then, you know, the dishes and washing and whatnot. And I'm going to begin to get into the what you gave me to do. Allah God, in person, Master Washington, Father Muhammad, Master Mosan of Elijah Muhammad, to remote control unit, Master Day, what you gave me to do on the so-called Beni Pal today, as I was exhausted yesterday. And then also go back through the tape so that I can find the one that you had said to give to Master so-called KK to let her do. And this is the beginning of the day. And then as far as the so-called Master goes, Master Muhammad, so-called Cynthia, was asking me this morning just exactly how. I told him I was not exactly sure because we're saying different things, but as far as I knew that, you know, they would be picked up from the mosque. That's all that I know. And I know that you did tell me to stay behind. And all I got in person, I swear to Father Muhammad, Master Los Angeles, Elijah Muhammad, I thank Allah because it's quite a bit to do. And
yeah. It,